Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Katie Britton. There's just something about having that perfect single serving of sweet goodness in a neat package, like a cupcake. But if you're sick of the same old cupcakes and cookies and want to add some spice to your desserts, we have the perfect cookbook for you. Abigail Johnson Dodge has created some delectable recipes for her book, Mini Treats and Handheld Sweets.
The idea stemmed from a conversation I was having with my editor, and we were talking about how we were so tired of these huge servings of desserts, and we thought, why not take all of these big, classic, wonderful desserts and put them within the palm of your hand?
That is a great idea, especially if you're going to somebody's house or if you're bringing in something from work. It's so much harder to go around and find plates and forks and knives to cut cakes and pies.
Exactly. And that's really the whole point of it, of all of the recipes in the book, be they, you know, whoopie pies. You know, we do everything from cookies to candies to, you know, cakes. You know, we take that classic carrot cake that's usually 3 miles high and 5 miles wide and put it into a little cone cake that can easily be eaten without a fork or a plate.
So good. So I want to start talking about the recipes. There is the gingerbread biscotti.
I am so glad you mentioned that because I'm just making up a batch right now. This recipe, this gingerbread biscotti, captures all of the flavors of the season, whether it's, you know, the combination of molasses, of all of the wonderful warm spices, and crystallized ginger, nuts, dried fruit. And, you know, it all combines in a classic biscotti. And the wonderful thing, Kitty, is you know about biscotti is you make it today, but it lasts for weeks.
It does. You don't have to worry about it going stale since it is so crunchy.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm a tea drinker, so mostly people think of dipping biscotti in coffee. But I can tell you, this gingerbread biscotti is heavenly in a cup of tea.
And you tell the story on how you found this.
It's a great story because, you know, as a food writer and an author, I get to travel around the country. And I found myself in Chicago and had one of the most divine appetizers at a wonderful restaurant called Blackbird. And it was foie gras served on gingerbread toast. And I thought, you know, the lightning bolt hit in the restaurant. Because I thought, well, why not take this savory idea and put it into a cookie? Let's turn it sweet.
What a great idea. And I would like to talk about the dulce de leche cake bites because, oh man, just having that flavor in a single mouthful is just wonderful.
Well, dulce de leche is one of my favorite flavors. And the cake bite idea stems from the popular cake pops that we all hear about. But my recipe for the dulce de leche version is a from-scratch recipe that turns a layer cake into almost a one- or two-bite truffle, cake truffle, if you will.
I don't think I would think of putting those two things together.
Well, you know what? I really love big flavors in all of my desserts, large and small, Katie. And dulce de leche is just such a wonderful, strong flavor. And in a cake bite, which is a combination of a layer cake, a single layer of cake that's combined with the dulce de leche and then coated, spooned out and coated in a white chocolate coating. And it's just this wonderful, rich, really almost elegant, if you will, take on a classic dessert.
And then you have something called caramel dust that you put on top.
Yes, and that caramel dust is a combination, basically what it is. It's a caramel, a cooked sugar that then I've ground and pulverized in my food processor. You can also do it in a blender and sprinkled it on top of the dulce de leche cake bites. And it's a kind of a funny little story. I was looking for something to really accent the coating and the dulce de leche flavors. And I was on Twitter. I'm a big social media fan. And I threw it out on Twitter. And I said, hey, anyone got any ideas? And someone on Twitter said, hey, I tasted a white chocolate bar that had ground caramel in it. And, you know, why don't you try something like that? And hence was born caramel dust.
That sounds so great. Now, I wonder if you were to use caramel, which has the milk in it, to kind of like give it that more robust kind of flavor.
You definitely could. You definitely could. And, you know, I'm a big fan of people experimenting with recipes. In fact, in this book, as in all my books, I always give lots of flavor variations that I call twists, if you will. So, because I like to encourage people at home to try different things, to try a different kind of white chocolate, maybe with the caramel flavor in it, to really encourage people to have some fun with recipes. Baking should be fun, especially this time of year.
I agree with you. And there's this recipe, the mini pumpkin maple tarts with toasted pecan streusel. And then you've a twist that you can use butternut squash.
Yes. And in fact, you know, in a lot of bakeries, they do use butternut squash instead of pumpkin. And that's just a lovely, lovely little tart recipe. I think of it, you know, my son would tell you it's a 2-bite tart. For my size, I'm more of a 3-bite tart. But the pumpkin or the butternut squash is just really, it's accented with maple syrup, two heavenly combinations in my book. And the toasted pecan streusel on top, I call it a streusel, but technically, it's not baked on. It's something that's sprinkled on just before serving. And it's not to be missed. It's not to be skipped. It's just perfection.
It sounds like perfection. And then the lemon lavender shortbread. And having a lemon lavender just seems so much more divine.
Doesn't it? It seems kind of old school, doesn't it? You know, the thought of, I mean, I can, when I think of lemon lavender shortbread, I can almost smell it.
Mm.
We were just talking about how my love of big flavors and the combination of lemon zest, which is so vibrant and lovely, and the using culinary lavender, don't forget, in the shortbread, it makes it one of the most fragrant cookies I think I've ever made.
Oh, I can just smell it now, thinking of those two flavors.
It's really fun. And, you know, I also give a twist for that recipe, which is another kind of warm, friendly twist. It's called cinnamon toast shortbread. So you can just imagine that those flavors and that smell as well.
Mm. And then one of the other things, like the twist, you have do-aheads. I mean, when you think of finger foods, you want a whole bunch of different things. So if you just think about a whole day of baking and just going at it, you have the do-aheads, which we can prep along the way.
Exactly. I think it's so important to help manage home bakers' expectations so that they can, A, plan ahead, so that they can, you know that if I make these shortbread today, they're still going to be delicious come the end of the week when I'm going to be serving them. And they can map out, you know, the different recipes and when they can do them so that they don't have to necessarily spend an entire day in the kitchen. They can do them, the different recipes, in manageable do-ahead stages.
And I want to mention one more recipe before we go. And I know it's completely out of season, but I couldn't speak to you without mentioning this. And that is the boozy frozen watermelon spears.
Yes, it is out of season, but, you know, you can still find really wonderful watermelon around. And, you know, I had some fun with this recipe because I wanted to include in the book not only ice cream recipes and, you know, ice cream sandwich recipes, but also do some fun things with frozen fruit, you know, literally freezing the fruit. And the frozen boozy watermelon spears came about one day with my son, who is of age. And we went to the liquor store, and we were looking for liqueurs and liquor that would complement the watermelon. And we got a whole bunch of those little nip bottles together and soaked the watermelon spears in different batches and tasted. And, you know, they're just a wonderful adult, refreshing, could even be a palate cleanser.
That's really what I think of watermelon is, as a palate cleanser, because it's such a light flavor. And then, of course, with all of the water in it, it just kind of washes everything away. And it makes you feel so much better after a big old barbecue.
Exactly. Or, a heavy, you know, filet mignon meal. It's a lovely way to pause during a meal or finish a meal.
Well, it is a wonderful idea, as are all of these other recipes. It is the mini treats and handheld sweets. Abigail, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure.
Again, it's the Mini Treats and Handheld Sweets Cookbook by Abigail Johnson Dodge. It is published by Taunton. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.